Attention squad, put your hands together for the long anticipated reunion of
DDC!
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 Put a J with a G!
You get DDC!
The gas face.
What the hell is the DDC?
I don't know, but I love it.
The DDC is the dope.
Denim.
Crew. Our 20-year high school reunion is tonight, and the party is 90s themed, so we're dressing the way we did back then, a.k.a. hella fresh.
Can't wait to see everyone we graduated with and lie to them about what I've been up to for my own amusement. It's gonna be Fib City, population. Gina Clooney.
But Jake, how can you be excited to return to your high school? The scene of Tattlegate.
What's Tattlegate? Why haven't I heard anything about it?
It was junior year, and Jake was riding high.
Charles, no one wants to hear this story. From you, it was junior year, and Jake was riding high. Sophomore year was rough, but now I was back with a hot new look, an earring and long hair.
Which was my look, he just copied it.
And it worked. I was finally cool and becoming friends with the most popular kid in school. Brandon Bliss.
Dope name. Sounds hot.
He was hot, Rosa.
For the record, he could barely read.
He didn't have to read, Gina. He lost his virginity when he was 12 years old.
Which is horrifying.
But it wasn't back then. Back then, it was everything. He asked me to ditch class one day with him and his buddies, steal a school van, and go get drunk at his parents' cabin. But the day before we were supposed to go, someone ratted Brandon out, and he got suspended. He thought I was the one who told, and from that day forward, everyone called me the Tattler.
Tattler. It's a sexy nickname.
It was not a sexy nickname. It was a scarlet letter, and it ruined my senior year. But luckily, I'm over all that now.
Not me. I'm gonna go to this reunion tonight and kick Brandon Bliss in the butthole.
Horrifying. But that won't be necessary, Charles, for my awesome life will do the butthole kicking this eve. I've got a sweet job and a super smart, incredible wife. Tonight's gonna be awesome, right, Gina?
Damn straight.
A DD.
See?
A DD.
See?
A DD.
See?
One bit in 20 years.
It's a real indictment of the public school system.
Jake, Gina.
No way, Mikey J. Amy, this is Mike Joseph, a.k.a. the lead funk bassist from my legendary ska band, Skullvester Scalone. We had one song. Oh,
stop, or my mom will ska. Stop, or my mom will ska.
Whoa, man, we were so bad. I can't believe we thought we were going to make it. So what have you been up to, man?
Well, I'm still trying to get the music thing started.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Never give up.
Anyway, how are you, Gina? What have you been up to?
Nothing crazy. Yeah, just writing those Thor movies.
Seriously? Oh my God, tell me everything.
Legally, I can't get into it too much, but just know that the next one will have a lot more full frontal.
Well, if you need some ska for your soundtrack.
This is them. This is Marvel. They probably want to talk about Thor 4, colon, more Thor. I gotta take this.
Okay, all right. So, how you doing, Jake? I know the end of high school was a little rough.
Jake's killing it now. He's a detective.
Irie, man. Very nice. God, you must have some crazy stories.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, is successfully negotiating a high-tension hostage situation at a bank crazy?
Yes.
Oh, well, then I guess I do have some crazy stories, man.
Gosh, it's so cool how we all still dress the same.
Why is everyone gathered around the radio? Ooh, are they testing the emergency broadcasting system?
What? No, we're listening to a contest.
This is 93.7 The Jam House with
JC and the Horn Dog.
FM radio.
Yeah, the hosts are beyond disgusting. But they do a fun game where they play a mystery sound and call us guess what it is for a cash prize.
Shh, they're about to play the new sound.
It's a crinkle. I solved it.
Yes, but you have to know what object is making the crinkle.
But that's impossible. It could be anything.
Yes, sir. That's the game.
It's a bag of potato chips.
Don't be an idiot. It's a bag of corn chips.
Well, this is a total waste of time.
Sure, but you can still have fun even if you're wasting time.
That's absurd. Productivity is what makes things fun. That's why humans go to work.
It is?
Hey,
So you know how Alicia and I broke up because she moved to London, then we tried to make it work, but the distance was too much, and then we broke up again?
No, the last thing you told me about yourself was that you were bi.
Well, a lot has happened since then. Anyway, I'm dating two other people.
So much juice at one time. I'm drowning.
Oh, gross. Charles, this is why I don't tell you anything.
I take it back.
Okay, well, it's early stages, but they both tagged me in a bunch of photos online, and they found out about each other.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't gram so much, but my brunch friends say it's the only way to promote my handmade jewelry line.
Brunch? What? Homemade what? Brunch?
Charles, focus. Anyway, they're both annoyed, and now I have to choose one of them. I cannot make up my mind. It's insane. I never have trouble making decisions. Choose the daughter. I always know exactly what to do, but for the first time in my life, I am stumped.
Rosa, you come to the right man. Boyles are genetically indecisive beings.
So I chose the worst possible person to help me.
No, we've developed a foolproof system to help us make choices. It used to take me so long to decide what to wear that I'd never change my clothes. Now look what I have on.
Is this different than what you were wearing yesterday?
Barely.
Wow, your life sounds amazing. I'm really happy it worked out for you. You know, especially with the whole Tattler thing.
What? The Tattler? Wow. I haven't heard that in a long time. Who even was the Tattler?
You. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Oh, right. I remember now that I was misidentified as the Tattler. That's so funny. But I wasn't the Tattler, so I'm pretty sure you got this wrong.
No, I think I got it. Hey, Eric, didn't people call Jake the Tattler?
Oh, yeah! Oh, good. More people are getting involved.
After my initial design, they said it couldn't be done. They said it was too tall, too flashy, building codes, bureaucracy. Cut to the Freedom Tower as you see it today.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree.
Look, nobody cares about that stuff. We're all adults now. You're a cop. I work at a coffin factory. I'm not sitting around thinking about how you tattled.
Yes, we all have jobs and work on coffins. I didn't tattle, but whatevs. We don't have to keep talking about it.
Great, great.
Great, great.
Great. But you were the Tattler, right?
Brandon Bliss was my friend. Why would I tattle on my friend?
The nickname was inaccurate, is all I'm saying.
Anyways, as you can tell, I'm totally over it.
Oh, man, it's the Tattler.
I didn't tattle! So, I think I might not be over it.
This is so unfair. Everyone remembers me as the Tattler, but somehow no one remembers that Darren Doodoo Donaldson crapped himself during PE. Look at him out there, dancing on the dance floor like he's lived a doodoo-free life.
Jake, this isn't so bad. History is full of great tattlers. Martin Luther King tattled on racists.
It's a pretty undercutting way of describing his accomplishments.
I was trying to help, man. It felt bad.
It's not even the nickname that bothers me. It's that I'm being wrongfully accused. I didn't tattle. I mean, if it was the truth, go ahead and call me the Tattler all day long.
Hey, Tattler.
Not cool, Jason.
Let's just go home.
No, we're not going anywhere. You were wrongfully accused. We're cops. Let's just find the real Tattler and prove your innocence.
Yes, I love it. Why learn to grow when you can fix the past? This is exactly why I don't need therapy.
I'm not sure that's the lesson I want you to take away from this.
Too late. We're gonna prove I wasn't the Tattler. Therapy is a scam. Let's do this.
Nope. The sound was more of a... Ooh, how goes the crinkle hunt? I say you're not just wasting time. You're also wasting tin.
It was only one piece.
Okay, it was a ton of tin.
I'm pretty sure it's a guy eating a sandwich. I'll prove it to you.
I'm not buying you any more sandwiches, Scully.
I'm doing this for us.
Guys, we can't fight. That's what the horn dog wants.
We're getting close. We just need to keep testing more things.
Oh, that's a good idea. Have you tried a piece of paper? Is that your crinkle?
Ooh, maybe. Oh, maybe it's his bags of coffee beans.
All right, sir. I think you've made your point.
My point? Oh, I'm just trying to have fun by wasting time. Oh, maybe it's this crinkly, crunkly yogurt.
Terry heard a crinkle.
Holt heard a crinkle, too.
So suddenly it's not a waste of time?
Not a waste of time if we win. What are you waiting for, Jeffords? Call the horn dog.
So then I said to Steve, what if we drop the locations, just call the maps?
That's incredible. Do you miss him?
Oh, every day, Laura. Every day.
You should talk to Quentin Chase. He's a big-time Silicon Valley investor now. He was just telling me all about it. Quentin, come here. You have got to talk to Gina. She basically invented apps. They were going to be called locations.
You really bungled that.
What you been working on?
Currently, I have been working on an app called Toddler. It's like Tinder, but for toddlers. Tinder for toddlers.
I like it. How you gonna spell that? How many D's?
5.
All right, we should start by talking to Brandon Bliss and find out who told him you were the Tattler.
Unfortunately, Bliss is not here. Probably in the VIP section at a Fatboy Slim concert.
Would that be cool for a 37-year-old?
The Funk Soul brother is timeless, Ames. All right, I don't know who told Brandon, but I heard it was someone on the football team.
Okay, well, we need more information than that, so take me back to the day, spare no details.
Okay, I saw Brandon after second period and everything seemed tight.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go.
But then, when I saw him after third period, something had clearly changed. After that, there was little color left in the world for young Jake. My earring, less gold. My Jayco jeans, less purple.
Are you sure you were becoming cool?
Yeah, why?
I know how to solve this. We just have to find out which football player had third period with Brandon Bliss. We need his class schedule.
Yeah, but where are we gonna find that?
In the coolest room in the school.
Good lord! You could have just picked the lock.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm just so amped up about admin.
Okay, this is the Boyle decision-making manual. One of these sections will help you with choosing your partner. Here we go. What do you prefer, eyes or butt, brains or body?
Brains.
Sorry. Nope, that's for deciding lunch.
Horrifying.
I found the romance section. Now, first, I will need the names of the two people you're choosing between.
I will not be telling you any information about them.
No problem. We can work with that. I will just call them by their initials.
Nope.
I will call them Couscous and Quinoa.
Whatever.
Okay, now for this to work right, you need to answer these questions without thinking. Who makes you laugh more?
Quinoa.
Who has softer lips?
Couscous.
The new Cirque du Soleil is in town. You have the two best seats in the house. Who are you bringing?
Is this a reward or a punishment?
You decide.
Quinoa.
Great. Next question. You die and become a ghost. The rules of the afterlife are that of the movie Casper. Whose house would you rather haunt?
How many more of these questions are there?
309.
Okay, I've got something.
Oh, that's not Brandon's profile. It's mine.
I just want a quick peek at your attendance record. Zero absences. Oh, Mama. Printing this for later.
Keep it in your pants, Santiago.
Oh, that's exactly where it's going. Okay, here's Brandon's info. Third period, first semester. Any of these people on the football team? Scott Alford, Taylor Black. Wow, Tom Brady?
Different Tom Brady. He was in theater. Although he was the MVP of that year's production of Fiddler.
Hmm.
Wait a minute, Danny Matthews. That's the guy. He was on the football team. That's the bastard who set me up.
Yeah, and look at this. You did so much community service. Me likey.
Guys, you know how I thought it would be so much fun to lie to everyone tonight?
Yeah, did it finally catch up with you?
No, the opposite. Someone wants to buy a company I made up on the spot. The elevator pitch had him drooling. As a mother, I'm always struggling to find quality play dates. Most two-year-olds are boring, lame duds.
All of my daughter's friends suck.
Well, with Toddler's proprietary algorithm, you will be matched with top tots. And those boring duds, they'll stay where they belong. The hell away from you and your family. I'm not really sure how to close this. Maybe you guys can pretend to be heirs to a canned goods fortune who want to buy my company.
Gina, we don't have time for your thing right now.
Oh, smart. Big time him. That's the perfect idea. I won't forget you when I'm rich. Thanks so much, Jake and Jake's wife.
She knows your name. Oh, look, it's Danny Matthews. But he'll never talk with all these people around.
Not a problem. Just be in the science lab in 10 minutes. I'll get him alone.
What are you gonna do?
Let's just say I'm not above using my feminine wiles.
Danny Matthews, I'm with the school. You need to follow me right now.
Okay, is everything?
I said now, mister.
I'm one caller away. I can't believe we figured it out.
And I can't believe it took you this long. Yogurt is literally your one thing.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, if the sound were eating damp rice, I would have gotten it immediately.
Guys, they're taking another guess.
All right, Brenda from Yonkers, it's time for you to name that sound.
Hi, quick shout out to the nurses at United Pediatric. This money will do those kids a lot of good.
Cry me a river, Brenda from Yonkers. We've all hit budget cuts. Go just ahead. Take your guess.
Is it styrofoam?
Wrong.
I can't believe she guessed styrofoam. What a dumb nurse.
Next caller, you're on with the horn dog.
It's me. The sound is a yogurt being opened.
That is wrong.
What?
Damn you, horn dog.
Okay, I've tabulated your responses, and the results are definitive.
Amazing.
It's a dead tie.
This is dumb. I'm just going to end it with both of them.
Rosa, stop. There is one more method. Ancient Boyles believed that suspending yourself by your feet forces your blood to the decision center of your brain. We call this method the upside-down coward.
You want me to hang from the ceiling like a bat?
The bat is nature's most decisive animal.
The creature that flails around frantically.
Those are all micro-decisions. Now, let's get you strapped up. How do you feel?
Nauseous.
Good. It's working.
Q.
Yep.
Get off the phone. Now, I'm not sure how serious you were about funding, but I should tell you there's 103 other bidders.
I am not a fan of getting into bidding wars.
Then don't make an offer, because I want babies on my app, but not in my boardroom. Oh, damn, Gina.
Did you just oh damn yourself?
Someone had to.
Okay. Let's talk numbers.
Mr. Peralta, I believe you know Danny Matthews.
Jake. Hey, what's going on, man?
The answer to that question goes back to a brisk day in 1997. A day You told a lie, but the lying stops right now!
Oh no! You broke some poor kid's science project! We have to fix it!
Kind of in the middle of something.
Oh, you know what? Krebs cycle. I got this.
Great. So, Danny, true or false, you were on the football team?
True.
And true or false, you had third period with Brandon Bliss?
I honestly don't remember.
It was true. We checked the records, and I have one more question.
Oh, Jake, can you get me that oxygen on the floor, little red guy? Sorry. You know what? Yeah, I'll get it.
Why did you tell Brandon Bliss that I was the tattler?
Because you were. I saw you talk to the principal. I remember it clear as day.
Look, you couldn't have seen me because I wasn't there. I didn't tattle.
Man, it was you, okay? You had your long hair and your little earring and the denim jacket you were literally wearing right now.
Oh no, it wasn't me. But it was the DDC. Gina.
Jake, guess who just sold her app idea?
Don't trust her. Everything she's told you is a lie. She made up the company and everything else. She's a liar.
Jake, whatever strategy this is not necessary. I already closed the deal.
I know you were the tattler. Amy, I'm ready to go.
Yep, totally. I'm almost done with this project, but I don't need to finish it because what matters is that you are going through something. And as your wife and love of your life...
Are you vamping so you can finish that?
I only have 2 molecules left. Come on, man.
Jake, we need to talk.
Yeah, you guys do need to talk. That sounds excellent. Friendship, so much history. I'm just gonna get this out of your way.
What the hell, Gina? You ruined my entire senior year. How could you do that to me?
Jake, I was only trying to help. You were hanging out with those guys and getting close, and they weren't good people. Do you know why Brandon wasn't at the reunion tonight?
I don't know. Probably because he was shooting a beer commercial where the whole plot was that everyone wanted to sleep with him?
No, because he's on parole. He's not allowed to leave the state of Delaware.
Oh, okay, so that's obviously a bummer, but I wasn't going to end up like him.
You were starting to. You wanted to steal a van with them, and I told you not to, and you weren't listening to me. I mean, what would have happened if you got caught?
I don't know.
You would never have become a cop. Yeah, I'm the reason you're a cop. I'm your origin story, dude. You can't be mad at me.
I feel like I'm still pretty mad.
Peter Parker wasn't mad at his spider.
Yeah, but they weren't best friends before the bite. And it still doesn't explain how you let everyone think I was the tattler for 20 years.
Well, I didn't want to lose our friendship. I was being weak. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And if it makes you feel any better, that app thing completely blew up in my face. I mean, my night sucked. Okay, I can see from your expression that your night was worse and should have left it at sorry.
So did you hear? Someone guessed the sound. It was a bag of chips.
Wow.
So the lesson here is to listen to Hitchcock and Scully more?
No, that can't be possible.
Yeah, I don't think we earned that today.
Agreed.
Sorry for dragging you into that dumb game. You were right. It was a waste of time.
No, it wasn't. Even though it was pointless, I did enjoy myself. I can't wait to go home and tell Kevin you can have fun without being productive.
Hey guys, they're about to play the new mystery sound.
I can tell Kevin tomorrow.
I bet Sharon's already asleep.
And I've got no one in my life.
Scully, play that damn noise.
Quentin, can I talk to you for a minute?
Are you here to give me a long speech about how you still deserve my money?
No, I am.
Very cool entrance.
Thank you. Listen, Gina Linetti is not a perfect person.
I'm hoping this gets more supportive as it goes along.
But what she lacks in perfection, she makes up for with an utter and total belief that she is perfect.
Oh, you said but, and then you said something worse.
She is fiercely loyal. She will do the right thing for you, even when you can't see it for yourself. And she saved my ass countless times.
It's been 12, I counted.
She came up with an idea on the spot that you were interested in. Imagine what she could do with time and resources. Do the world a favor. Invest in Gina Linetti.
Hard pass.
What?
But my great speech.
Yeah, speech was great, but I've also been lying all night. I'm not a tech mogul. I came here to mess with people.
How dare you?
Speaking of which, did either one of you drive? Because I could use a ride.
No, Quentin.
Oh, Quentin.
Okay. Now open your eyes, and the person you were meant to be with should appear before you.
Ah!
Sorry. I was just watching.
Get out of here, Hitchcock!
Ugh. This isn't working. I'm no closer to making a decision. I'm jumping down.
You can't just jump down. My goodness!
It's over. I'm gonna put them both in a group text and say peace out.
No, there's still more options. We haven't even done roleplay yet.
What? Ugh! I took too long getting back to Quinoa. They got mad and ended it.
And that's how it's done.
What are you talking about?
The process worked. Boyles don't make decisions. We delay our decisions until the universe makes them for us. That way, we never make a wrong choice.
That is very sad, but also I guess it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel pretty good. Couscous is dope. She's funny.
Couscous is a she! I knew it!
Did you?
No. And I still don't know. There's equal chance you called them she to throw me off.
You get me, Boyle?
So, I think I figured out an awesome and dramatic way to reveal that I was the tattler. It'll be a dance, there'll be costumes.
Gina, it's fine. I don't care anymore. It's all in the past.
Oh, thank God. That is such a relief, because I didn't want people thinking I was a tattler. Where's Amy?
She is in the library writing a book report on Jane Eyre, and she told me not to wait up.
Oui.
Yeah.
Thanks for trying to help with Quentin. It's funny, even though it wasn't real, it was so fun imagining running my own company.
So why don't you pursue it?
I can't raise my kid and create an app and work at the 99. It's too much.
Well, then prepare for me to murder your parents right in front of your face.
Rude.
No, it's Batman's origin story. It's like the radioactive spider thing you did with me.
I don't read comic books.
You helped me become who I am, so now I'm gonna return the favor. Gina, I think your talents might be wasted at the 99. I love you, but it might be time for you to move on.
Are you firing me?
What? No, I don't think I could even do that.
Good, because I quit. You know, tonight I realized that my talents are being wasted at the 99.
Okay, I mean, that's kind of exactly what I just said.
Jake, let me finish. This is serious. It's time for me to move on. For real, though. It is.
Really? Okay. Proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of me, too.
Guys! Vice Principal caught me in the library. Let's roll!
Not a doctor.
Shh. Fremulon.